This week on Shalisa Marie Radio.
Have you guys truly ever been in love?
Yeah.
And what does it feel like?
Damn, you guys are putting me on the spot. What it feels like?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like the warmest blanket ever.
Aww.
It feels like...
This nigga,
it brings you... No,
oh my goodness!
It feels like, you know...
I didn't know men could speak like this, no, honestly. Yeah.
All right, mic check. Welcome back to another episode of Shalisa Marie Radio. Thank you guys all for coming back. We saw all of your responses last week, and we are literally thrilled by the feedback that you were giving us. And I'm also next to my co-host,
Patrice Deanna,
and also at the table with my brothers, the Rodan Podcast. Hello.
I'd ask you what the name of the song is, to be honest. Like, what song did you dance to?
Virginity by Vibes Cartel. Don't be mad.
I'm not. But I think what's worse, fam? What's worse? Slow wine?
Or if it's like
slow wine or fast wine? What's worse?
I don't care. Both.
No. Think about it.
Slow wine,
fam. My heart, dog. If my girl was like, oh, you know, it's like, I just butt dance with this guy. I'm like, fast or slow? Slow. Yo, shoot me, dog.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hey, how you guys welcome. Doing? Thank you for coming. I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed.
How's your hungry, but, you know? A little hungry, damn. Yeah.
It's morning time for me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You didn't feed yourself?
Listen, we had a late night last night.
Me too. I was literally out until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
A mess. Worked. So today, fellas, we are here to figure you out.
Oh.
We women are struggling.
We're gonna dissect you today.
Yeah, we're struggling. A lot of my girlfriends are struggling. So I'm here to get the answers for them and for you ladies watching so we can just like have healthy, successful relationships.
Okay.
So the other week, I actually went on my Instagram and asked my followers, you know, like, men, do you guys look for relationships that are stimulating, relationships that carry substance? Because during that week, like I just said, my girlfriends have been struggling with this problem. A lot of their partners were lacking depth, were lacking substance, were lacking attention towards their way.
Why are they dating these people, though?
Well, you know what I've learned? Relationships aren't always going to be butterflies and, you know, full of like tulips and like romance all the time. So that's okay. But we just want to dig deeper into the mindset of a man because I feel like women and men think on two different perspectives.
Yeah. So do you guys care to stimulate a woman's mind? So when we asked this question, something that was consistent throughout the results were that men do this to enhance sexual chemistry with a woman, or if they see something that they want to build on with this woman or they want to settle down with her. So what do you guys think? Do you guys agree with that?
I mean, just the way I carry myself, like I'm just that type of nigga. Like I just,
this is what I'm saying. It comes naturally or it doesn't.
Or you're trying to, because I feel like you can feel it when the person's forcing. Like, so tell me about yourself.
Yeah,
it's like, you're doing some shit you've seen in a movie.
You shouldn't be forcing it.
But like, if I'm genuinely asking some like psychological type questions of like, okay, why do you do this behavior? Or like, do you think it's because of this? You know, sometimes I have to find myself stopping because I feel like people are like, are you psychoanalyzing me? And it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to find out more about you. You know,
yes.
So I just do that. It's my second nature.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Coty, what about you?
Naturally, I just ask questions all the time. Like every time I'm encountering someone or I'm meeting someone new, I'm always intuitive to know like what are they about? Like,
yes.
How have you come to, you know,
be
think like
who
this?
You are.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So it's by nature. I'm always like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to know. And sometimes it's also for the man too. I don't know. Some men probably when they look at a different type of female or whatever it is that she shows him,
mm-hmm.
he probably will like invest into that. So I don't know if it's sexual energy or if I don't know. It's just a whole bunch of things. It depends on what she throws on him first. I believe.
Can you expand on that?
Yeah, what she throws on him first.
So, like, let's say he approaches her, right? And he, you know what I mean? She gives off a different type of energy. I don't know, like, energy is like, you know, it depends on how you receive, how you feel it. Like, you can meet a woman and you can feel that she's genuine.
Yeah.
You can feel a woman that she's intuitive, like she's smart, she's witty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Depending on the conversation you guys first have at hand, or you can catch her at a party. She gives you crazy wine.
Yeah.
Oh, that one, I'm gonna crush it.
Yeah.
So it depends. It really depends. And then based on that, in the second encounter, you guys can probably find a way to how to you know,
meet in the middle.
So do you let her set the tone then? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like whatever she presents you first, you're kind of like, all right, you're this type of person.
And you go with it, but you don't initiate it first.
Beta, fam. I'm kidding.
I ain't
like,
beta.
Like you meet her at a party and she's giving you the wickedest wine. You're like, oh, this girl's probably a freak, you know? Yeah,
then I'm just like, then I'm going to be like, all right, freak section.
But that's, nah, you can't do that. You have to, like, you know, you, okay, she's a freak, but also let me find out more about her. You know?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Because that would be more surprising when you find out, like, I'm actually, like, mad smart, and I'm, like, I've studied whatever fucking neuroscience. You're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, yeah. Who are you?
Those are layers, though, like I said.
That's true.
Yeah.
Layers, okay, right? So how long does that take to go, like, to bend those layers down? Mm. Like, for example, is 4 months enough to break down layers with a person? Do you need more time?
Listen, time for me is not even a real thing.
Like, okay.
I don't count the months. Like, I can be talking to someone. She's like, oh, we've been talking for 6 months. I'm like, for real? Like, yeah. I'm still remembering your name. Mm-hmm. But it's not even, like, about... That sounds fucked up.
This person, I'm still remembering your name.
That makes you sound so nasty, like a fuckboy. That's not the case.
Yeah.
It's more of, like... Like, time doesn't matter for me. Like, we're just vibing.
It's true. For me personally, I don't look at the... I look at the time spent, conversations that were... Like, conversations and topics that were touched upon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how open you were. Like, I don't really look at the time per se. It's just more about the conversations.
Quality.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the quality of time.
Yeah.
And conversations as well, too. That's the one thing.
You can know someone for years and not know anything about them. Or just not get along with them. And then you can meet someone and only know them for a month and it feels like forever.
Yes.
In the most positive way.
Yeah, that's also true. So I feel like for me, like, I try to avoid the time because I don't want it to, like, I know what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. I feel like for women, they're very conscious of time and they're like, we move in milestones.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, like, me not being aware of the time is me shaking that off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, fuck the milestones. Like, just keep going.
Just keep going. I mean? Just be.
Yeah. So it's like, but not every girl's patient like that.
Yeah,
be like,
we're not.
We've been in the talking stage for 3 years.
Yeah, okay. No, that's talking for 3 years.
Okay, that's wrong, Duke. That's wrong. 3 years talking? I mean, what is talking?
What are you talking about, like, for 3 years?
Everything and anything. You know what I mean? It's just like about life, about
and being,
like,
friends. I think
I'm not friends with them.
What?
Listen, that's so dishonest. Because if I want to pursue you sexually, and more than that, I'm not going
to
call you my friend.
No. But when I say friends, I mean like I need to be able to be Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. They are. Niggas, best friends, like, you know, best friends, lovers and friends, literally. Yeah, so I think that it's very important to build that friendship base with a guy or a girl in the beginning, because over time, maybe your sexual life or your intimate life might fall down to like a peak where you guys are maybe just in a space where like you don't get along. But if the friendship is strong that you built from the beginning, then the relationship will always like last.
That's interesting. I don't know. I feel like for me, like, it just feels dishonest to call them my friend at the start. But I know what you're talking about. Like, of course, like, me and my
girl
right now,
we have a friendship. Yeah, you're just being realistic about it,
We have a friendship, of course. But, like, she asked me that, like, when we were talking. She's like, are we friends?
Yeah.
Like, no. You said no?
I said no.
Were you guys friends before, like, you guys were sexual?
Yeah, by definition, yeah. But I still wouldn't call her my friend.
Because she's not your best friend?
Right, yes, she is.
Okay.
But in the moment, it just felt dishonest. Because I'm not your friend. I have intentions of more than friendship.
And you know what? Yeah. Kudos to you to not saying, like, what she wants to hear.
Yeah, of course. Bro, she hates me for that. You know what I mean? So
those ones hurt.
Yeah.
Those ones hurt.
Honesty. Yeah, yeah.
Even if it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think, as women, we can do to help you guys feel more confident or open with us in order to build and grow?
How can we serve you as your woman? What is something that you need from a Cody's woman, really a thinking. Wife, from a companion?
Yeah,
I got a list, to be honest.
Let's go down the list.
You know what I mean? Because I feel as though, like, a man, you know, a man has a vision for himself, knowing where he wants to be. And his woman, you know what I mean, should be able to understand what he wants to do and find ways how to be an asset.
Amen.
You know, it's really important, because if we're together, yo, we got to get money together. But obviously, like, having sex and eating and all that's cool. But, like, you know, based on my dreams and my vision and yours, too, because I'm not a selfish person, you know, we got to work things.
I'm kidding.
we got to find ways to help each other and upgrade each other. You know, that's super important. Like, that, I think that's one of the most, like getting to that level is, like, one of the best qualities ever.
Amen. So motivation.
It's more than that. It's, you know, words of affirmation.
Love languages.
So many words. Like, What is that thing when you acts of service?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're spitting the love languages right now.
Yeah.
Acts of service. Touch and quality time.
Okay, so men, see how, you know, these men know their love languages. It is very important in a relationship to know your partner's love language. I need to be able to love you the way you need to be loved, and you need to be able to love me the way I need to be loved, even if, like, it's not what we want. Yeah.
And it's not a weird topic. Like, I think that it's important if you want to build with someone. So, because some guys are like,
why do I need to know my love language or your love language?
You should know.
Yeah. But to answer your question from earlier, I feel like you have to, don't make me feel like I can be anyone.
Oh,
you know, because a lot of times women want companionship, relationship. They don't look for who the individual is. They look for X. So if you're just a filler character, you can feel that. Mm-hmm. Of like, okay, let's go do boyfriend things. You know what I mean? Let's go do this. Let's go do Instagram picture. I could be anyone. Mm. You know what I mean? But it's like, I need you to know that you know me, and you're like, okay, I'm selecting you. Oh. That's the difference.
Duke.
Like, choosing to be there and just being like, you know, it's a different thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The individual.
Exactly.
Yes, you're right. And also, like, I feel like for me, an example, like, I always used to, like, go to social media and see, like, a black couple and the husband's taking out, you know, his wife's hair. Now I want that.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a friend who tried to do that with their partner, and their boyfriend was like, babe, no, like, what? And she's like, so if I didn't have arms, you wouldn't help me take out my hair? Because she saw it from social media though, right? Yeah. So we also need to, like, not compare social media couples to, like, real life, because you don't even know what's happening in these relationships online either. Yeah.
Because it's just for the picture.
I was saying that the other day, like, a lot of the things that we see on social media, because like before hopping on social media, you have your own perspective on certain things, mm-hmm. right? And then it's like, even for Twitter or like Instagram, you see a post, you just look at it, right? And then probably sometimes you go into the comments,
yeah,
and then your whole outlook on the post and your perception changes. Of what it is
mm-hmm.
totally changes. Mm-hmm. And that's the power of social media, which is, I think,
it's sad.
It's a double-edged sword, to be honest.
Yeah.
It can motivate you and destroy what you got.
You no longer are grateful for what you have. It is the most beautiful thing, even if it's in a different way from what you see on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because, like, really, social media is really just a bunch of highlights.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not seeing the BTS. You're not seeing how they got there. You're not seeing even if that's the reality.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's disgusting because you find yourself always comparing.
Yes.
And you're never going to be happy. And that's the thing I need to work on, because...
That's me right now.
A lot of time. But the thing is, you kind of need it to see where you're at,
mm-hmm.
which is not true. I don't know if that's true. I'm still fighting that.
It's kind of like, it is true, but it's also not, right? Because like, for example, like Kylie Jenner, she's the same age as me, 97, and she's a billionaire, and I'm here, you know? But like, I am happy where I'm at and like how far I've come, and like, I'm excited for where I'm going. And I don't like, also to think, if I was a billionaire right now, like, what would I be doing with my life? You know, like, where do I want to go from there?
And would I enjoy it?
A lot comes with, would I enjoy,
you know,
it?
Like, a lot more responsibility comes with that.
Right. And I enjoy my life. I enjoy everything that I'm doing and the new adventures that I've been pursuing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think you posted the other day, it's like not about the destination, but like enjoying the journey.
The journey.
As you get there.
Oh my goodness. I learned that so much, especially through the building of this podcast and this production studio. Like, I found myself in the beginning, like, just stressing about everything, like, one after the other, and not taking in, like, yo, like, this is so much better than a 9-to-5. And like, I'd rather be here than anywhere else. Yeah. So I need to enjoy the journey before I get to the top. And then I'm like, now what?
Yeah.
You know? So that's like really important. I don't know what Bible verse this is, but it says comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah. Honestly, I was going to get that tatted.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I was actually going to get that tatted.
Yeah. Huh? Really?
Real. I didn't even know it was a Bible verse. But when I read them, I'm like, this is,
yeah, I'm going to find out.
Facts.
That's some douche.
I don't know which one, but yeah, comparison is the thief of your joy. Don't compare yourself to anybody. No. What you have is meant for you.
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah. And even like, just like the podcasting, you're doing it. Like, my sisters always have to remind me, like, no, you're doing it. Like, and then E-Man also, like, you know what I mean? He was like, you've been saying for years, like, yo, I'm gonna get the thing. He kept hitting me. Did you have the mics? Did you get the mics? Like, I'm like, I'm gonna get it. You know, it's money.
Yeah.
He's like, but you have to do it. And it's like, I did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, just being there and being like, chilling with my niggas or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, doing the episode, like, you're actually doing
Big
it.
Big yourself up.
Exactly. I'm proud of him. I'm really,
hype yourself
really,
up, man.
I'm proud of Duke
but
for real.
Because you took a break, right?
Yeah, yeah. But then even like, as a creator, like, you get in your head, people are like, fuck, bro, I'm not getting the numbers I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Look at that. It's not even the vision that I want.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, but you have to, you have to do the push-ups. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like you can't, you don't wake up with the fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger chest.
Yeah.
You know, you got it.
So true.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So what is love to you guys?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys truly ever been in love? Yeah, and what does it feel like?
Please, I really want to know the male's perspective on love because I'm just very curious.
Damn, you guys are asking me, putting me on the spot. What it feels like?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like the warmest blanket ever.
Aww.
It feels like
this nigga.
It brings you no.
Oh my goodness!
It feels like, you know.
I didn't know men could speak like this. No, honestly,
it actually it does. Like, there's no better feeling. It's kind of like it's who you. I don't explain it. It's just
what
like
what
it's
you read yesterday.
No, I'm just telling keep you like reading, how it makes me please. Feel. You know what I mean? Like you've had a bad day. This is the one person you're thinking about. Like I just want to tell her about this. She's my comfort. You know what I mean?
Love. it's something beautiful. You know. love is.
Have you been in love, Koti?
Yes.
Truly.
Truly. Yes, in a way, mm-hmm. But I feel as though like love is it's not complicated, but it's like when you factor in the reality of things, you know, men and women, you're not always gonna look eye to eye, you know what I mean, in situations and stuff like that. So like sometimes growing, like we're getting older and stuff like that, and like your first girlfriend, you thought you were in love, mm-hmm. Shit didn't work out. The next one, you know what I'm saying? So it's like love is like, it's the admiration and the appreciation of the actual person that you have presently, you know?
But I think that's a difference, like loving someone and being in love with someone. Mm-hmm. Like obviously, like maybe you were in love with your first girlfriend or whatever, mm-hmm. but that grew to just like loving that person because mm-hmm. you guys didn't agree on maybe things that you thought were important to be in love with someone, yeah.
To
right?
Be in love.
So, like for me, like I would say that I thought I was in love as well. I do think I was in love, but eventually that grew to just like loving that person from afar, yeah. Because we just don't see eye to eye, and yeah. Like realizing when it's time to step
to
back.
Close the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because like you do love that you are in love with that person that you just want to make it work.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, and it's like, I guess like deciphering your feelings from reality.
Yes.
Like this is what it is. It's not what you thought it was. And I guess that's a difference of loving and being
and
in love.
And being in love. Wow.
Honestly, love is not enough.
Oh, like, what's love got to do with that?
People always think like love is like, it's gonna, no.
No.
It's not. It's like you said, it's the values. It's willing to put the work in. You know what I mean? Because like, you guys can love each other, but be on opposite spectrums when it comes mm-hmm. to, I don't know, politics or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's going to impact the way you're raising kids, the way you view the world.
Talk about it. It's
like, we don't work. We love each other, but we don't work.
Yeah.
Do opposites attract?
Sometimes, yeah. But
now that you said that, because that's like two people coming from two different spectrums coming together. If they can't agree, it's just like I can relate to this most when it comes to like parents being in the church. Mm. Like my mom is in the church, my dad's not. So, like they would call that unequally yoked in the church in terms of like it's a battleship in terms of two people being spiritually like on the same level opposed to two people not being on the same level. And then that kind of like just naturally affects relationships.
Mm. But are they, not to be too invasive, are they still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
So like, I feel like they're willing to put the work in, you know what I mean? Because some people will be like, you're not in the church. That's too much. I can't do it.
It is a deal breaker for
it is
a lot
deal
of
breaker.
Exactly, yeah.
My parents are the same though.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up, like, I would watch my parents dispute about their beliefs in front of me, you know? But it's a good thing because my dad is, like, my mom is religious. My dad's more of, like, a realist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get both perspectives, you know? Like, one would say God would do it. One would say make a plan. Mm. Look over it. Wow. You know what I mean? Use your.
That's still okay.
Yeah. It's like, use the stuff that are around you. Like, nothing is going to come off from the sky. One would say, yo, everything's gonna come from the sky.
Mm.
You see?
It's funny. Because my parents, they're both spiritual, religious, you know, but they also, they do that sometimes too, where it's like they're in a situation where they have no idea how the solution's gonna come from or whatever. They're like, you know what? We can only do what we can.
Yeah.
And then the rest is like, God's gonna help out.
Leave it to God.
And then sometimes the other one is like, what are you talking about? We have to do something. He's like, hey, trust me, we're going to be fine. And then mm-hmm. they come out of the situation, you know, so mm-hmm. it's crazy.
What expectations do you need
have for yourself?
Have for yourself in a relationship?
I mean, like, bro, I'm the king of talking. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I don't like letting things fester.
Yeah.
I don't like if there's any kind of issue, I address it head on. Like, I'm not trying to be my girl's therapist, but we need to be able to talk and talk like, For real.
Yeah.
And that's my thing. If you don't want to talk, that's going to be one of those things where it's like, I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so I make it a point to have to listen to her.
So what if you like met someone who's like maybe in the middle of like their healing journey and like they have a bit of baggage, like they still are like searching for themselves. Are you going to like continue talking to that person, or would you rather just kind of like back off and wait for them to heal? Or and just like not talk to them at all.
I feel like I would talk to them for a bit, and then I see like, okay, is this something that I can handle? Mm. Is this something that's gonna affect me? Like, am I gonna be their rock?
Yeah, because
that's not gonna work. Mm. I can't be the person that you're always coming to when shit's going left, because I have my own shit that I have to worry about too. So again, that's something you have to keep in your mind going into it. Like, can I handle this?
Yeah,
you know,
that's a big question.
Yeah,
Koti.
Me per se, I would say that like I have to. For that question that you asked, I would honestly let it be known. Like, let the problem be known, like mm-hmm. black and white. You know, this is what's going on. And I feel as though this is what you're facing. I feel as though, you know, I assessed everything. And these are the steps of what you can do to get to the green side, right? Where the grass is greener. And, like, I feel as though you can do this and give a little motivation and all that. But if I see that you're not really understanding what I'm trying to say or explain and all that, I kind of have to let the universe, the world, just trying to teach you or help you. You know, maybe I'm not that
person.
Yeah, maybe I'm not that person. I'm not the bridge right now.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just not that bridge. You know, it's not that I gave up, but it's like, yo, I'll put myself in the back end and I'll try to see like you do it on your own. You know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just grew like I've gone through situations where I've met a woman like that, and you know, that had baggage, this, that, and the third, and I've tried, you know.
Yeah, like, some can I be like, am I supposed to be your therapy, or like, am I supposed? I don't know. Like, it's hard, even down to friendships too. Like,
I let it be known, though.
What do you do?
I'm really blunt with that.
Kind of stuff. I've had friendships like that where it's like every time things are going left, she'd come to me and say, you know, like after a certain point, like I think it was after like a few months, even like a year or something. I'm like, yo, when you tell me these things, it actually affects me.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's
worse,
okay to tell people that.
Yeah, and you know what I mean. It's like it's hard to bring up. Mm-hmm. It's not like someone saying "fuck you" to your problems.
Yeah,
I'm looking out for me.
You gotta think about yourself. I always say, like, I try at least for my friends, especially if I'm venting to them. My one friend will be like, "Are you like in the mental space to take in what I'm about to like let you know? Because it's bad. Like, my life is bad right now. Are you in the mental space to hear me out? Because and I think that's very respectful of the other, instead of just like calling someone and then just straight out venting to them, not even knowing like what kind of day that they're having as well, right?
Yeah,
I think for me, I'm different. Like, my friends generally come to me and talk about their problems, but I'm able to like detach that, you know, like, I'm gonna give you my advice and say what I have to say. If you don't take my advice, then that's on you, you know.
Does it bug you? Keep it a bug.
If does it bug me that they don't take, because then they'll come back to me and be like, this happened, and like, it's so hard for me not to say, I told you so. I told you so.
And sometimes those situations go on for like years, like the same advice over and over and over again with the same suspect.
Bro. And it's like, it's hard because I'll be like, okay, step back and take a look at yourself. Like, you're having the same results from the same situation. So maybe it's your actions that you need to look at, not the other person.
Just talking about, yeah.
Then they'll get upset.
Of course. What? Accountability?
Yeah.
Yo, I say this all the time. Women and accountability, brother, beefing.
They don't
We were just talking about this. We were saying that, like, a lot of girls, I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
When I go to my girls and vent about a guy, they're just like, cut him off, fuck him, or like, you know, like just attacking the men instead of asking their girlfriend, like, maybe what about you, like, what are you doing wrong in the relationship that might have resulted into this? So we need to be better, ladies, in terms of just like holding our girlfriends accountable as well, and not just going straight for the man all the time and just being like, drop him.
Yeah,
you know,
Exactly.
So we actually have an Ask FM where we get all of our followers to ask us random questions anonymously or from themselves. Yeah. So we're just going to answer some of the questions for you guys right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. This is a fun one. If you could return to the past, what concert or festival would you go to? Definitely Janae Aiko for me.
Summer Walker.
Ooh.
Nah, Michael Jackson, Bad Tour.
Okay, so we're going to go like legendary.
You went to that tour?
I would love to go. My parents went to the Michael Jackson concert for a date. Isn't that elite?
I'm taking the MJ show.
That's a whole nother level.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's a good date.
I would definitely want to see Whitney.
Whitney, I still want to go to Tomorrowland. Haven't made it there yet.
That would be a trip.
But it's like so sick. There's like different. It's huge, and it's in Belgium. Mm. Like, wow, I never want to go.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Dream Weekend in Jamaica?
No, what's that?
It's like a party that goes on for the whole week in Jamaica. Like there's like it's like Caravana, but like all week. And it's like unlimited drinks all week. It's called Dream Weekend.
Dream Weekend.
You guys should look into it.
You better be single for that.
Yeah, you definitely.
I'm definitely going.
You can't be in a relationship and go there. No.
Over the years, how has your relationship with sex changed?
Mm.
The sigh.
I'm not gonna front. Like the older I'm getting, the freakier I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say. You know.
So you're more in tune. So let's just say your girl comes to you with some kinky shit and it kind of freaks you out. Would you still try it?
I hope you do.
What type of kinky? I'm not getting penetrated. What
do you mean?
I'm not getting no fingers in the booty. I'm not getting.
I won't front. I've been getting a lot of females be talking about, I don't know, y'all be doing your research, but like I be getting like, oh my gosh,
we really do.
You know, where's the man's G spot?
It makes you come harder.
It makes you come.
I heard that the other day in a radio show.
The goosh.
Yeah, I like the.
You wouldn't let her lick the goosh.
Yeah.
It's called a
goose. Yeah, that's cool. Some people like you know, they dip into the ass. Like, yo, chill out.
Apply pressure. Yeah.
Yo, man. If she does that, yo, I'm like, yo, relax, bro. Like,
apply pressure. Where?
I don't know if ever touch it.
Your gooch.
What is a gooch?
Gooch. It's right in between your anus and like your balls. It's right in between. Spot, right,
you know.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I know that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not just there pushing your gooch. That's crazy. Yeah, no. Like, just poking that shit. Yo, relax. Respect me.
Respect me.
I'm trying to finger me. You know, if you're looking.
Yeah, basically, it's basically that.
Yeah.
It's basically that.
But not hold on to answer the question.
Yeah.
I feel like, honestly, younger, I was more scared. Like in high school, like I didn't lose my virginity till like 18, like after high school, right? Because during high school. Good. You're scared. I'm like, I don't want to be looking stupid. I don't want to get anyone pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Worse, I don't want to be in a situation where it's like, I'm in the room with the girl. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. She's going to tell all her friends. Like, he tried to put in my belly button.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to be in that situation.
He lasted 1 minute.
No.
I feel like for me, like, I would be way too nervous where it's like, you'll never nut. Like, the very first time I had sex, I didn't nut because I was so nervous.
Really?
Oh my God, guys actually do this.
Yeah.
They hold their nuts.
But not holding. It was out of my control. It's you're too nervous.
Can you hold it?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
No.
So, like, what is the point? Because some guys actually like hold it.
To be honest,
like edging, like that's some freak nigga shit. You don't know about that. But,
coming for him.
To be honest, I've done that before though. Like, I've given pleasure to a woman, and that's it.
And you don't want a nut though?
Nah, I be chilling. Just watch her react.
And she was okay with you not. She was okay with that.
You never like, had a guy not eat you out and you don't give him anything?
Yeah, no, I have. But like I've had a specific guy that like purposely held their nut. Like it was a regular thing for them during sex. Like they didn't like it was all the time. Like they like just Umar held it. It's
like semen retention. That's a thing as well.
Oh my God. To hold remember? I sent that to you.
Yeah. It's good.
Like energy.
It is. That's why I've played with my body so much that I've done things like that.
Bro. Oh, like you've tried like
I've done that. Like a lot of things.
Nah, never.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta please your woman. It's letter.
You can let
her
be.
But I want to please you too.
Sometimes you're built different. You can do both. You feel me?
Nah, it's always both.
I mean,
sometimes you gotta like.
Nah.
I like to please, but if you're gonna leave me on my back, like I'm not gonna say no.
But what makes you feel insecure in a relationship?
Fuck. Vulnerable as fuck. Cody, take it away. I'm still thinking of mine.
For me, what makes me insecure, I would say when she her depiction on certain things, like when she puts it on me, like she expects me to do these certain things, like, oh, you're supposed to be doing this as a man, or you're supposed to, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, that really bothers me, because it's like, yo, you don't even know, like, this. Are you taking account, like, the stage that we're in?
Yeah.
For me to be moving that type of way?
So is it the way she says that? Or
it's not even in the way. It's just don't expect things that you hear from your girls or stories you've heard or your fears. Don't put that stuff on me. Like, your fears, I hate when people put fears upon other people. Like, you know what I mean? Don't put your limitations on me.
Yep. Like, or things that have happened in the past on me.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think it's still good to talk about, like I dealt with this in the past. Not putting it on you, but, like, just to let you know, like, I've experienced
and this. And this is why I'm moving like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes it's like, you obviously have a conversation about that, but then you'll see the result. It's built into her character, so you can see it.
And then it's just
there.
Who she is.
Exactly, right? Yeah, so that's like, it's something to battle, and like something that brings up my insecurities in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Damn, yeah, for me, I don't know. I don't have a specific thing, but I feel like it just making me feel unsure of us. Because I chose to be here, right? So if I'm getting the vibe that, like, whatever, the way she's moving, like, if she's moving in a way that's like, oh, I don't really want to be in this situation, you know what I mean? That makes me feel like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, okay, what is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, I thought I knew what everything was going on. Now I don't. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I need to know what's going on. So I feel like that. But
for
the Coty thing, I don't know. I feel like that's also maybe an insecurity of mine, because I get ahead of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I make sure that I'm providing, even when situations where I shouldn't be doing that. Like, as a student, sometimes you can't afford to go on dates all the time.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm pulling out the credit card. Why am I doing that? It's an insecurity. You know what I mean? So now that you're in a space where it's like you're working and you have, you know what I mean? Even then, you should be saving towards something. But sometimes you find yourself being like, hey, like, I'm the man, I'm supposed to provide, I'm supposed to do this. But I'm lucky that my girl, she's like, we had a conversation over the weekend. She's like, I didn't ask for all that. Like, I don't care about those things.
Yep.
You're like, I'm here for you. So I don't have to worry about, like, oh, he didn't buy me this. Like, even when I get expensive presents, she's kind of like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Or like, baby, you didn't even have to do that.
Those are the best ones. Exactly. The best ones. Keepers.
So it's strange to deal with, because you always expect women to be like, I want this, I want that. So if you're already in the mindset, okay, she wants this, I'm going to spend time with
and a lot of guys approach you like that. Yeah, like, oh, like trying to prove that they can, like, provide you materialistic things, and it's like, yo, I wear Zara, like I don't have anything designer. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
What about you, Shalisa? What makes you feel insecure in a relationship?
Definitely, honestly, I'm an attention thief. Like, if I don't get your attention,
she said,
if I don't get your attention, I'm literally gonna start thinking, like, what happened? Because
what's your sign?
Aries.
Okay.
What's yours?
Gemini.
Oh, no way.
Okay, you're a Gemini.
I got air vibes. I was gonna say Libra, honestly. But
like, I just don't like that, like, I mean, maybe this is just reality, but in the beginning of every relationship, it's just like we're talking all the time and, like, you know, you're into me and I'm into you. And then all of a sudden, like, you don't be calling me no more. You only call me once a day. Like, I only hear from you for like 5 minutes. And then I start becoming insecure in terms of, like,
I do something
exciting to talk to anymore? Like, have I, like,
regret
bitch too much? Now you're, like, turned off from me. Like, I just need to know. And sometimes when you don't communicate why you're not giving me attention, I start to become insecure. And somebody told me the other day, like, I have to be considerate of the other person and that they may be going through their own stuff. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why it's resulting in the lack of attention. So I'm just trying to better myself and be less selfish.
Yeah.
Because I'm really that. Like, just in the moment, snap, like, instead of thinking about it and then approaching the person. So I'm just trying to work on that. But yeah, that's definitely what can make me insecure. Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys have boundaries? Or how do you guys feel if your boyfriend was like you're trying to do something and he's setting a boundary? Like, no. Like, I don't know
what
how
to,
let's Even, say, I yeah. don't know, like, he's prioritizing his own time.
Like, well, being like, well, I have like, to
what,
let him
what
do
are you
that.
Doing? I want to talk on the phone. I'm doing nothing.
Oh,
but it's,
hell
but it's
no.
my nothing.
Oh, well, well, okay. You see, know what I mean? See how, so I, see how the, I snapped right on the moment?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I think, I definitely think me time is important, but like but, one thing that ticks me is, okay, you can have your me time, whatever, but like if I'm talking to you or like texting you and like your me time involves you being on social media, watching my posts, and liking people's shit, and not responding to me, then that's going
to tick
me
off.
That's
what I'm saying. So women are like, me time is good if it's 15 minutes.
Basically. Like, right,
or if not if it's 15 minutes, but just communicate that, you know?
Communicate it. That's it.
I feel like, ignored. But, I don't like feeling ignored.
Exactly.
Me time is me time, though.
I respect that.
So you say, I'm having me time. I say, okay, babe, like, this enjoy your me time.
Don't just not message me. Like,
it's like the frame. This is me time. And you guys are creeping into the frame. That's what you guys are doing by saying, like, respond to my text.
But we also are in a relationship where communication matters. Is it is us two in this. So
you're right.
We need to know. Like, I need to know that, okay, at this moment, you're having meditation and self-reflection time. Okay, I will respect your space. But when you just don't message me and then I see you on Instagram and it's been about 7 hours, I do count.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it's like, okay, like you're tripping and what are we doing? Yeah. You know?
But I agree with Shalisa with the attention thing. Like, don't come with all this energy. You're messaging me every day, like, you can't keep your hands off me. You want to see me every day. And then all of a sudden
you're
like,
comfortable.
You talk to me once a day. Maybe I see you once a week. Like, I get it. Life hits everyone, you know? And like, so I get that.
Have you guys ever met an individual where he has like snatched your attention for like a hot minute? Like, I'm not talking about 2 months, I'm like 6 months straight, just going back and forth. Has that ever happened?
Yes. Like, I'm used to guys that like want to talk to me all the time, you know? So like, if when I do like meet a guy that's like not like that, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, because
like,
now you know it's possible.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, but like, for me, also, okay, like, one guy, like, if I didn't respond for, like, an hour or two, he'd be like, what are you doing? You know? So,
exactly.
Like, that, I think that also put a battery in my back that, like, now that when I talk to guys that don't need to talk to me all the time, I'm like, what are you doing?
What are we doing?
You know?
Because we've experienced a relationship where it went exactly how we manifested.
Yeah.
But that was also his insecurities, because he thought that I was out doing something when I knew I wasn't, you know? And maybe I didn't want to talk all the time. So I think that's like readjusting myself knowing that that's my insecurity, I guess.
Yeah.
That's been projected onto me, and now I've inhibited that insecurity.
But don't
I
feel
don't
bad
like.
For still wanting that, though. Like, still wanting what you want.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes we're like, okay, like, let me just like bend a little just because like you're just trying to, I guess, work with the person. Yeah.
But you kind of do, like, not everyone's the same, you know? So, like, you kind of do have to bend a little and open
of course.
To...
But don't bend too much, because then it's like you're settling, and then by the time you're, like, 2 years in, you're not going to be satisfied, because it's going to feel like you're, like, you taught him now. But I guess you could teach it.
Guy something. Like, I'll say things twice. If I say it twice and after that you're doing it again, then I'm just going to...
That's a great rule.
Then I'm not... I'm just going to fall back because obviously you're not listening.
Yeah. Or just maybe that's just not you.
Yeah. But I feel like I do that sometimes too, but it feels kind of toxic. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, I told you about this twice. You didn't do it.
Exactly. I feel like a bully.
Exactly.
How many times do I have to say it for you to listen?
I told you twice. You didn't do it. I put that as a note. You failed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of fucked.
That is me.
Hey, in school, you get one chance. You fail that test. That's it.
That is literally me. Like, yeah. So nothing's wrong with that, right?
I don't know. I feel like something might be. Because we're not really communicating correctly, because we feel a certain way about it still. Even after the second time they did it again, right?
Yeah.
But now you're just being like suppressing it. So is that right?
Yeah, to be honest, I sometimes felt like relationships are like a job, yo.
It is a job.
Man, I said
that last week. Feeling like a corporate job.
Dead ass. It's too much.
Waking up early, doing overtime, not getting paid for it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like paying for all the dinners. Like, yo, come on, fam.
It's a lot. Yeah. No, like, we were saying this, I think, on the first podcast. Like, now you have to think about the other person. You have to watch what you say, even though your intention isn't to offend them, but they might be offended. So now I got to think, okay, how am I going to word this? If I don't message them in the morning, they're going to feel away. So don't forget to text them. Like, there's just so many things
that go on. If, bro, like, with my girl, like, I say mad things that offend her, but we have that type of relationship where it's like, no, you can say that shit to me back. You know what I mean? Like, we have to goof on each other.
Yes. You guys sound like best friends.
Yeah, yeah. We're really good friends. Yeah, like,
I like that. And that's how it should be.
That's how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Are you in a relationship, Koti?
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
What's complicated about it?
That's crazy. Straight shooter. I can't really disclose my current situation, you know.
My client cannot speak on this.
You know, you case closed. So, are you gonna wife it or?
It's complicated.
No further questions.
I appreciate that.
No, for real. Are you gonna wife it or what?
The future's bright. Future's bright. It's just, you know.
Getting affairs in order, cuttings, you know, trimming the hedges.
Well, she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, that is the end of episode 5. Thank you guys all for tuning in to another episode of Shalisa Marie Radio. And join us on another episode next Thursday at 9 p.m. on whatever we talk about. And please shout out your podcast.
ROTM Podcast.
Very dope.
Yes, comes out every Wednesday on audio, which is Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and then it also comes out on YouTube 12:30 every Monday. The page you can find it at is ROTM Podcast with 2 T's, so ROTM PODCAST. You can send emails as well, ROTM Podcast@gmail.com. I almost forgot.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And Koti, you want to shout out your spice?
Yeah, so Kotiande, KOTIANDE. You can follow the spice page at Pili Pili Spices on Instagram. We're about to launch really, really soon. We have 12 spices in the catalog. And there's no preservatives, no fillers, 100% natural. So talk to me spicy.
Ooh. And on that note, we out.
Okay,
that was okay.
My knee so good, I don't mind the commute. Fucking let you put a hold on the scout. But if you act up, I'ma let the dog out. Keep you as a main.